القدس والذكر is to bring about the condition in us that Allah Ta'ala is looking at us all the time. When you're reading Quran also continuously, the purpose is supposed to be that we have to have a full focus on Allah Ta'ala looking at us. The condition must come into us of that kind. That the condition must come like that, that in the masjid now, that I have to be full control that Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. This is what's supposed to be in us, inculcated into us, stamped into us. Because the heart is only for Allah. His heart has to be very, very pure. It has to be kept very, very pure. It must be free from all impurities. If the heart has any kind of impurities, it will not take place. Allah Ta'ala will not come in that heart at all. So how important it is that one has to keep his heart as clean as possible at all times. That must not be if the impurity comes to his heart, at that time Allah's rahmat has stopped. It was supposed to come to you and you prevented it from coming. This is the most important thing which we have to have in us all the time. That the heart must be completely clear with everyone. You have no enemies at all. If you have enemies, that means the heart is not clean. There must be no such thing in your heart you must have for any kind of impurities, of any kind of malice too. As I mentioned some time ago, that if these thoughts do come sometime in you, but you don't accommodate those things, it just comes and goes, you're not answerable for that. But the most important thing is this much, that every second, every moment, remembering Allah Ta'ala must be there with you all the time. Your mind, your lips may not be working, but the moment you do anything, before you do that thing, it becomes a kind of a reminder in you, this is wrong. It's coming from Allah Ta'ala. And you straight away make sure you don't do it. That is the most important thing, that you straight away don't do it. For example, anger. Anger can come. But the moment it comes, you have that thought in you that, you know, just hold on, stop. This stop comes because of your constant remembering Allah Ta'ala. When a person constantly remembering Allah Ta'ala all the time, it begins to sit in his heart to that extent. To that extent is it not? That it becomes hal, not qal. See, one is qal, you know, you listen to people. Hal is something that it is stamped in you, that you always in his, drunk in his remembrance, drunk in his, every moment, you are drunk in his remembrance, every moment. There is not a second whether you are going to the toilet too. You are in his remembrance that time too. That you know what you are doing, your mind is not wandering everywhere. All the wrong things, they're not wandering at all. You are straight in this, your mind is only with him. Why? Because you are constantly making the zikr of Allah to that extent. That's why they say when you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you have to be very, very comfortable, you know, sit with respect that who you take, whose name you're taking. And think in your heart, Allah Ta'ala is putting love in your heart. When a person makes zikr, read Quran also, he has to have this in front of him that I'm speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And you're speaking to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then it's obvious this much that you have to have so much of respect. That no sign of disrespect outwardly and inside. So this is what is all supposed to come into us. To that extent that if anger comes into you to a person, anyone anger to come to a person, it will come, but you will not act on it. You will make sure this much it will come, but as gradually you do not act on it, it will not come after that too. It will only come in the correct places. The way you are allowed to get angry when Allah Ta'ala says, this is the anger there. Then only you get angry, as you won't get angry. But it is wrong of you to accept that you thinking that I got angry in the right place. You have to find out whether it's right to the place. Many a time, you know, because you heard of this statement of mine, so you think now I got angry in the right place, and you begin to justify. That justification is pride also. You have no right to justify yourself anything. You have to find out from your sheikh, you find out this I got angry for. But if you justify yourself, if someone tell you why you're getting angry, no, I got angry, all right, please. So that means now that is also a kind of a defect. Whether you really got angry at the right place. And sometimes you think you got pride, but it's not pride. And you sit down all the time, I got pride in me, I got pride, but it's not pride at all. And sometimes you say, you got no pride, there's so much of pride. So when you got a sickness in you, you go to a doctor, the doctor is not sick, then you understand. But you say, I'm sick, and you go to the doctor, not sick. But you say, you're not sick, and you go to the doctor, say, you're sick. Then you accept the doctors. So likewise, yeah, too, when you say, you haven't got the sickness in you, but the sheikh, whoever he is, he tells you, you got your sickness, and you have to accept it. So just merely just to say, you know, I got no anger, is very easy to say that. But when the time comes to see, you come to realize that it was a bad quality that you got in you. So talking of the heart, because this is the only place Allah Ta'ala sits in, where the heart is completely pure. If the heart is pure, Allah is there. And who do not want Allah with you? More nearer than a jugular vein too. More nearer than a jugular vein. So only Allah is. That condition comes into you at the time when you continuously making the zikr of Allah and conscious of Allah on every action of yours. And that can only come, you have in you this quality of everything that you do will link with the hereafter. Everything you do there, link with the hereafter. Nothing with the world. In other words, you do everything for the hereafter. There's no such thing I'm doing for this person and that person, all kind of people. So until unless you don't have that in. You're reading Quran too, it's for the hereafter. You're making zikr for the hereafter. You're living for the hereafter. So when that person who is for the hereafter all the time, everything he's doing for the hereafter. So this is the markas, the junction is a heart. This heart has to be all the time. And it is not that it's easy. It is difficult, but you have to work towards it all the time. And that person who will really work towards his heart to become clean is a person who has total humility. Humbleness is important. You have to be humble. Humble means everyone you treat alike. Everyone, you treat alike. According to status, a rich man is someone else, a poor man is someone else. That's not pride. If a rich man comes, you give him a seat to sit in the front. A poor man can't come, you sit in the front. Then you say, then he will sit on his head. Everyone is. But you don't look down at that person. The question, don't look down at the person. The most important thing not to look down at that person. Huh? How come he came to sit down here? Why he came to sit down there? That is not what you did. You're looking at town. You're not supposed to do that. But yes, you say, this is not your place. Please sit in the back. Everything is according to your intention. If you've got a special place for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had his place there. No one could come and sit down there. So likewise, if a certain place is given, he comes and sit down. But don't look down at him. The most important thing don't do, that you on your heart can say, no one else say. You and your heart can say. So everything that one has to do is your focus must be the hereafter. Everything is the hereafter. Because you must know this world is just a few days. We all know it's a few days. The main is that days, those days. That is the day where we have to show real importance to. And we all know we are going to go there. No one can say you're not going to go. But with all that we know that we are going to go, yet you see that there's so much of ghaflat in it. No importance at all at it. Our condition is like this. We have iman that there will be a qiyamah. We have iman that will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have iman that all the questions we take, reckoning will take place. Allah must save us from that. Allah ta'ala must save us. But just to tell, these are our beliefs. But our action does not show any of that kind. Our action does not show any of that kind at all. No, nothing of that sort. If a Muslim, non-Muslim look at us and say, this is not a Muslim. Because of his action, the way he behaves, the way he acts. So their heart has to be every moment to be clean for the fear of this, that if my heart is contaminated, at that time Allah's rahmat is coming on me, and you're supposed to be accepted, you have brought up a barrier. You have brought up what? A barrier. This is the thing, I constantly have to remember it. Every moment you have to remember. It's not that you must remember in the sense that, but you have gone to that extent which is called hal. Hal. Ek hal ho gaya abhi to. Dun or dhyan. Dun or dhyan is where? Dhyan who do? Allah. He's looking at me. Everything now you do for him now. There's no one else you do for. You look at the wife for him too. You look at child is for him too. Look at your friend is for him too. Look at your enemy for him too. Then only you'll be guarded. You'll be guarded to that extent that you'll be so Allah's, you know, you'll only come to know deen, you'll only come to know that effect when you make your deen, you make your dunya deen. You make your dunya? Your dunya must become deen. If your dunya is deen, then it will remain in your hands. If the deen, if your dunya is deen, it remains in the hands. But if your deen becomes dunya, then it will be in the heart. And once in the heart, then you must know there's no form. So most important thing we have to learn towards putting this right, because that is the most important thing. First, I gave an example of anger. I just showed you that how you can actually justify yourself to say, I got the right place, anger, but in reality, not right. And that person who says, no, that is because of pride. What was the reason that Shaitan became the fuel of Jahannam? Nothing else because of pride. Everything that even the non-Muslims do, why did not accept Islam? They knew the reality of Islam, they knew everything of Islam. Everything they knew of Islam. Nothing they not knew, they knew everything. But the barrier was just because of what people would say, what this person would say, what that person would say. This is what we are doing, the same thing what they did. What the people would say. What the people would say. What I want, like you say, what the people will say. For example, you find a husband and wife have given three talaqs. When the three talaqs has fallen, what is the meaning of that now? They cannot live together until certain conditions. But they are still living together because what people will say. What people say. So what people will say, you say, because now you have taken your condition away from your connection from Allah. Allah Ta'ala is it. Allah Ta'ala is the one you're supposed to have in you. Now you say, what people will say? that cause you to commit gunas and sins and everything. The sins are committed because of pride. Everything is because of pride. Man is poor, another person is rich man, now he wants to live his style, his life. Now he does not know how to live that life of that kind, so he goes the wrong avenue. He goes the wrong avenue. Now when he goes the wrong avenue to get that dunya, what happens to that? It's because of what people will say, I want to live that lifestyle that others are living. I want to live also that life. We don't know what that man, how he got everything, but now you are going to get the wrong way because Allah does not want to become rich. Allah Ta'ala did not want to become rich. You want to become rich in your own way. If Allah Ta'ala make you rich, He'll give you the right way to it. But now when you want to become rich the wrong way, then you got the wrong way. Tell me now, what is the difference between these two people? One Allah made someone rich, and one Allah Ta'ala, one person made himself rich. It's obvious that person made himself rich, he went against the command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah wishes that he must stay poor. He must not become very rich. Allah wanted this person to become rich. Allah had gained the right means. This person now, he did the wrong means because he wanted, because why? What people will say? I also want to live like that. And what is the meaning of that? What is the reason for that? It's pride. Everything leads to pride. That man got a beautiful house. I cannot afford it at all. But because he's got a beautiful house now, that's why they say, innamal amwal awladul fitna. Your wife and children, I don't know if I said last time in Majlis, she can become a Jannat and Jahannam. That lifestyle, that person, you got a beautiful house. Now you are living in this condition and you're very happy also. You're not running short of anything. You're very, very happy, content. Now because of that lifestyle, now the wife will tell you, I want a house that kind. Now, if for you to understand where to draw the line, if you're going to accept what she's going to ask you and she insists on things which is beyond you, where are you going to reach to? And when you cannot reach, what are you going to do? That is when you come to realize your ta'allu that Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. Allah is looking at you, I'm not doing the wrong things. To keep someone happy for the sake of Allah is something else, and to keep someone happy against the law of Allah Ta'ala is something else. With something beyond you, you must not do something at all. No matter who comes, what they tell you to. Because the consequences will be that you know that Allah will be unhappy with you. Many people have lost their homes because of this. Many of them have broken homes because of this. Because they have got pride. What I have to say to other people. What am I doing? What the people say. Likewise, the children also. The love of the child must remain out of the heart, not in the heart. The love of the wife must remain out of the heart, not in the heart. The heart is only for one. You have to say that my heart is only for one. It must remain one. You know the world can turn upside down, I will not do it. You know the world, the way you must have to contact Allah Ta'ala to that extent. Any sin, no matter how small the sin is, you think you're saying the mountain can move, will move, but I will not commit the sin. Your relationship with Allah Ta'ala of that kind. When you have Allah Ta'ala in your heart 24 hours, you're sleeping too, your mind will never go anywhere. You're sleeping too, your mind, if it goes too, straight away it reminds you. Because why? You are remembering Allah Ta'ala to make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Constant zikr of Allah Ta'ala. You're a fortune, you're sitting in the masjid, yeah. Zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Quran says, do not talk to anyone else. You must always have this in front of you, that who am I, why I came here, and who am I answerable to, and who is with it. When you know you are with Allah Ta'ala, then only focus on Allah Ta'ala. Sleeping becomes ibadah to them. Your sleeping becomes ibadah too. Your eating becomes ibadah. You're sitting to it. When you sit down to eat, you make sleeping to it. You make every sunnah to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person who has this condition in him all the time, when he sleeps too, he's concerned that I must read this dua and that dua. When he takes his clothing out to every sunnah, how to take it out, how to wear everything. And when he makes a mistake, to one mistake, he took out the left first or right, whatever, and then quickly puts it right.
when he goes to the toilet, he's so concerned by mistaking the right when food went inside. Straight away comes out. There's no such thing as I will see later. That person who I see later, there's a defect in it. Straight away, it's not what is who that is. Every action of his. That if you told someone something wrong, if you told someone something wrong, you will make sure that you not wait for not to say, you apologize, say, I made a mistake, please forgive me. I apologize. Whether it's a small child or it's a big person, you do not have the slightest bit of hesitance, but straight away you're going to ask, why that Allah Ta'ala is there? Your relationship with how to keep Allah happy? This is the most important thing, how to keep Allah happy. How to keep Allah? Every way, every moment of us. That the biggest thing is to keep Allah, how to keep Allah happy is never to look down at anyone. Never to look down anyone. You don't know that person overnight what he can become. And until unless you know for yourself without iman in somebody else. But never look down at anyone, no matter what it is. The worst sinner to, biggest sinner to. Must think to yourself and never think high of yourself to say, I've done all these things, I don't know if this is etc. But if you look at a person commit the worst sin also, when you're looking at him, you think to yourself, Ya Allah, you feel pity for the person. What do? You feel shame and look at him. What is pain? You begin to become, feel pity. Ma hazrat to tell like this to, shame that person really in time below the ankle, wo jante nahi. What is he? Wo jante, he does not know. Everything in your life now becomes like a kind of condition that I'm answerable to who? Allah. That kind of person, when he got dunya with him, then the dunya will follow him. The dunya will follow him because he's following deen. Dunya will follow him because he's following deen. But if he's following dunya, then you must know this much. That you want deen to follow dunya, then what will happen? It's obvious all the fitnah and fasad are taking place. All the fitnah and fasad that's taking place today in this world is because we are following dunya, not deen. You are following dunya. That's why Allah Ta'ala complains of you in the Quran. Either you know Jannah and you know the Qiyamah is next door, knocking at the door. What happened to you now? يَقَتَرَ الْإِنَّاسِ حِسَابُ. Your hisab is ready for you. Your reckoning is ready for you, near to you. How come you still you're far from it now? Your behavior is so bad, you're going ghafil, ghaflat. Allah is so kind that Allah is reminding us all the time. If you don't take that reminder, what do you take? That's why Mahasar to say you've got this hope. You know this breath is a hope. This breath is hope. As long as you got breath, it's a hope for you. But once the breath goes, the hope is gone. So how important it is that you appreciate your breath. This breath is that you don't know when it closes. As I said, when it goes up, we don't know when it will come back. It comes back, and if it goes up and doesn't come back, what happens? Man is gone. Then all the promises that he made, I'll do like this, I'll do like that, I'll do my children like this, I'll do my family like this. So, this is what is important. That we have to bring this condition to us that Allah Ta'ala is looking at us. That you must not look down at me. And pride is the root of every sin. It goes to kufr. You know that Allah offers. Pride can go to kufr. What made shaitan become the fear of Jannah? It's because of kufr. Because of pride. Allah Ta'ala hates pride. Allah Ta'ala hates pride. He says, that's my sheet. No one must come near it to. No one must come near it to. What is the reason for you to have pride in you? What have you got in you that you can have pride in you? You are yourself, look at yourself, what have I got? If I've got knowledge in me, what that knowledge can do without them? If I've got pride, then if Allah Ta'ala just give me one stroke in my mind, brain, Allah first time. What will happen to you? That knowledge is gone too. If that half-faith is reading Quran, if you've got pride in him, Allah forgive, Allah protect. You said, if his tongue is going to contribute, what gets soaked, what happens? He will not be able to take the word of Allah. Appreciate it. That's called humility. Oh Allah, thank you. Oh Allah, thank you. Humility is the humility is what Allah wants. Allah loves it. Allah Ta'ala loves it. You know, when Nabi Kareem Sallam went for Miraj, he never addressed the Quran, Subhanalladhi, Allah Ta'ala Abdi. I have taken my servant. Allah loves the word servant. Allah loves the word servant. We have to remain like a servant. At home more than outside. Because he can tell you that, you know, servant, when he goes to the master for work, he doesn't ask what work. He says, whatever you tell me, I do. Become like that at home also. Become a servant. Because you're Allah's servant. So if that thing happens, that Allah's creation, if she tells you something out of turn to, it happened from Allah. It happened from Allah's servant and what? If you're Allah's servant, what happens? Then I mean, everything happens. If someone does something against you too, you say it's happening from Allah. Then will you have any enemies? Say in case you went and asked a person a favor, you went and asked him and he refused you, blankly. Now what happens to you? You will break relationship with this person because why? You haven't got that iftirati from Allah Ta'ala. If you think it's happened from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala wanted it like that, what happens to you? You smile and walk away. He's not your enemy. When you go and ask for a proposal for someone and they refuse you, you feel very hurt. Why? It's because you hurt, it's got pride, hey, you know what? I know so many people, they don't want to go for proposal, they're frightened if the girl say no. They got that, I'm a rich man. I'm a rich man. You'll be surprised, I'm a rich man. I received a phone call of that kind, that's what I'm saying. I'm not just speaking. That they don't want to go for the proposal is because if they say no, they went how many places, but they didn't go there. They did not go there. With this fear at heart, they will say no. Allah, what's the meaning of that? That is pride itself, that we are someone. Where does decision come from? Where? Allah Ta'ala. Decision come from? Allah. He'll decide. So there's nothing to worry about. If he says no, Alhamdulillah. If he says yes, Alhamdulillah. Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Al-Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, proposed to Fatima radiallahu anha. They were refused, they were very happy. They even told the two friends, got together, they tell Ali to go. Who will do that today? That shows how clean-hearted they were. That shows how clean-hearted they were. That shows how good they were. That shows their heart was only Allah Ta'ala, nothing else. So today, if someone has to show something to you, which will refuse you of any favor that you want, you are supposed to say, Allah Ta'ala did not want it to happen. Why your relation with you? Allah. Even to get a tenant also. To get a tenant also for your house, sometimes takes time. Your focus Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows if that is good or not. If he does not want to get that tenant, no matter what you can do, but you got your focus, Allah Ta'ala knows this. And Allah Ta'ala loves sabr. Sabr is a very great quality because this is what is called for in the road to suluk. The road to suluk is the most important thing is sabr. Everything going to happen against your nature. Everything going to happen. You want the work to be done like this, it's done that way. You have to just keep quiet, make sabr. Silent. Very easy to say it, but when you face with it, then what happens? You forget this what I'm saying. Why? Because we are not keeping our tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Why that student is looking at me like that? Why that fellow play fool with me like that? Why he did this to me like that? Why that student did this to me? Look how he's mocking me. Why? Because you feel you are someone. But if you feel nothing, my husband, Allahu Akbar. He is in classes in madrasa and outside. Now he had one habit that he stayed in a room with three other students or four other students, but he didn't know even the names of people. So some of them got together and started mocking at him. He listened to them all, but not a word. They say, hey, what happened to you now? No effect at all. No, he says, Sherwani ho. Because it's very easy, but when you face a situation, and when someone has to tell you something, all kind of filthy words, especially when you're a motor and you're going outside, and one drunkard fellow takes you to task, you know, then ask yourself what you're going through. This is what you call? This is called fana. Fana. To become in relation to that extent that you fana with who? Allah. You fana with and you relate it to Allah. Oh, yes. You know, in fact, you're smiling. Or what you're talking. Mahazar says, the way you bathe and drink sarbat. You drink? You know you drink sarbat? You enjoy doing sarbat? You enjoy that by saying that. So this condition that we're talking about is very easy. People come and say, well, I'm going to sit in the ethical, say, mashallah, very good. But make your life after that how you behave. Make your life, because you are now in a cage now. You are there now, mashallah, everything fun for you. Everything, 5-star, everything. Alhamdulillah, make the best of it. But for the rest, is how you behave here. Yeah. It must be effective that someone, hey, mashallah, ya mutakif te wo. You know, the person who is going to take off and he comes out of there, he cries like a slave, Ya Allah, I'm not leaving this place, will you forgive me? A beggar. A person who sits in the takaf, he's like a person, like a beggar that is begging all the time for mercy and forgiveness. Mercy and forgiveness. You understand? Mercy and forgiveness. This is good. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What was I talking about? Mutakif. Yes. But when he leaves this place, he's now saying that, Ya Allah, please forgive me. I'm a beggar. I want to be forgiven. That's how you must be and forgive. Understand? That you don't leave this place like, Ya Allah, I'm leaving, but stay in a correct way. Then you move, Ya Allah. I'm not leaving till you forgive me. That's how your relationship works. Not that when you stay so nicely here and you go home, whatever you learned, you forgot everything. Like certain people, they come up from here, they take all the good stuff at the home after that. Everything we come out. The good side, one side, all the things. So this is what it is, that the heart, everything works with that. Heart is the thing. The heart is a special place. Every part of the body is has its own. But the heart is only for one. The heart is for Allah Ta'ala, and that's that. That's what is supposed to happen. Today we've seen this much, that the love of the world has crept into the heart to that extent that we only have dunya in us, nothing else. Any kind, we carry our dunya and nothing else. The way we carry on,
That will be talked to. You find people of this kind who talk of the world, they only talk of the world and nothing else. By mistake, they don't talk of the hereafter at all. They only talk of the world. Every moment of their life and sitting with them to eat into is only dunya. Every moment is dunya. Masjid becomes dunya too. So when a person of that kind whose heart is only with dunya, dunya, what's the meaning of that? Then it's obvious you're going to go to all the harms of this dunya. Because you've taken the dunya more important than hereafter. That's why Allah is complaining about this thing. Because He loves us so much, He said, do not forget the hereafter, because you're going to forget, then I'm going to forget you too. And yet you know this much is the hereafter is for haqq. Yet you know so many people have lived in this world, and yet they continue living in this world, and yet they went away from this world with all the big things. You see, one person had a beautiful building, one person, one of them making this big building, I don't know if they're allowed to see it. And he never saw it. He never saw it. So who did he build it for? And Allah forbid, if he built it for those people doing wrong, then what happened to him then? What happened to him if he did for the wrongs? So how important it is, you know, your aulad, your wife and your aulad. Which is so important that you make sure that they are the ones that we put right to be on the straight path. That my husband to say, Bahaka mashallah, you're saying everything to everyone. Look at your own house first. Look at your own house. How is your house? Your house will be so. Allah. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes you speak. So, the heart is the thing that we have to work towards it. And that's why. Dawamatat, that's a zikr. What's dawamatat? Constant obedience to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Constantly. With every dealing of yours, every business of yours, in every dealings of yours, whether it's business, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your private life, whether whatever life, constant obedience to Allah Ta'ala, dawam ta'at, constant, no such thing as I only love to do this, I'm being, that is sin, I will commit the sin. No. In his life, there's no such thing as sin at all. In his life, there's no such thing as sin at all. That is what you call, you know, guna se nafir karna. It must be hating sins. The hate for sin must be there. The hate for sin must be there is so important. And you will only come to know the hate of sin if you know the sins. But if you don't know the sin, what are you going to do then? That's how important you have the knowledge of sins also. Man must do everything within the head of a sin. Hate of sins. And the making this qasr, the zikr, it gives you the shock and zeal to go make more and more to meet Allah Ta'ala for the hereafter. That zikr who does not make remember Allah Ta'ala, what he did with that? That zikr which does not make you, does not take you more near to Allah Ta'ala, what zikr is that? The zikr of that kind is a reminder straight away, muzakir, reminder straight away, in that condition you are in, no matter who you are with, the moment you are faced with a situation there, that reminder comes, be careful how you handle it. My Allah is looking at me. My Allah. That's why they say to stay in one condition all the time is not easy. To stay in one condition all the time, not easy. My husband gave an incident of that person. When he came to the king and told him, I found this wealth. Husband, he told the king said, oh, very good. The king said, hey, no, this person, this kind of people in the world, you see, is something surprising. You don't get this kind of people. The king was very impressed with it. After some time, he was caught for this. Stealing one earring of a child. Stealing one earring of a child. The dad looked at him and told him, Are you the same person who brought that big treasure in front of us? Say, yes. How come that time you brought this thing here and this time now you just got caught for stealing? Hearing. And he said, tearing. He said, because that my condition was something else at that time. That's why to stay in one condition is very, very, very difficult. To stay in one condition, very difficult. That's why you do not have pride when you got everything, not committing one sin also. You're not committing one sin also. Allah is doing it, but you think you're doing it. You can't go your eyes, you control your eyes, you control your ears, you control your heart, is controlled. Everything is controlled. Everything is controlled. But do not get pride. Do not think now that alhamdulillah, you know, I'm not committing any sins at all. I'm free from all sins, I'm not doing anything wrong. Think of this incident. That what happened? They will know the steadfastness is not easy to stay at steadfast. Not easy, but to cry and talk to Allah Ta'ala. Dua to Allah Ta'ala, cry, oh Allah, give me steadfast all the time. They cry. When a thought comes to your heart, alhamdulillah, you know, I'm not committing any sins now. I'm kept away from malice. I'm kept away from jealousy. I'm kept away from anger. No. Straight to me, dua, oh Allah, make me steadfast. Steadfastness. Put me steadfastness. You will become more steadfast, but the steadfastness is a very dangerous, very, very difficult thing. 50 years to it can be doing, no matter how, 50 years to 100 years to, but steadfastness only Allah. And Hazrat Hussain, do not even think for one second that you are free from your nafs. At the moment, shaitan will change up. The only thing causing you all the problems is the nafs. That's the bigger shaitan that is. So nafs tell you that do not be careful, the nafs can tell you, but do not even follow the nafs for 1 second. Nabi Karim said that, why mate? La taqilna tarfaqin. The wink of the blink of the eye did not let us go in the hand of the nafs. Do not give us for one blink of the eye. Hand us to the nafs. Why? Nafs for 1 second to man not give. Khuda kare Allah mat naseeb. Give us that. So this is what it is. That one is supposed to know that as far as possible that he has to keep his heart dil saaf rakho. No such thing as that. Your enemy comes in front of you too. That's why when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went in, enter Makkah Sharif to the Fatah Makkah. His heart was so clean. They were out all out to kill him, murder, all the rest of it. But what he did, his heart was so clean. I forgive everybody. Now you find people each day meeting people, they're making shaky hands, but the heart not shaking. You find people meeting on each day, they meet him. The hand, the heart must shake. The heart must shake, then my dil bilkul saaf. One brother did someone else down, that is between him and Allah. But you must keep your heart clean. Do not contaminate him because of him. You understand? If someone do bad to you, you must do good to that person. So to stay steadfastness, tamkeen, steadfastness. That is something very, 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 very. My husband should say, bohat, there's a lot of, bohat muskil hai. Bohat muskil. To say it is very easy. Steadfastness. When you go home to, you're so steadfast that she can tell you anything, you're steadfast. One condition, 24 hours. She can say you a million things too. But you don't say one. Steadfast. You go outside the people, one million things, steadfast. Normal, you are a normal person, steadfast. Then if you don't make zikr too, but you got fikr in you. You got a fikr in you, steadfast. Your child, how you control the child, how you do that, go steadfast. If something big happens, it does not affect you. Something small. So the purpose of zikr
is dawam ta'at, kasrat zikr. Continuously making obedience to Allah Ta'ala every command of His. Every command. No such thing. In that way, you know, I am not supposed to hurt anyone's heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got into one josh and told Aisha radiallahu anha, "Oh Aisha, ask whatever you want." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa Aisha radiallahu anha, "Aisha, ask whatever you want." So now if we call the rahmat of josh was there from Allah Ta'ala, she said, "What must I ask for? The best thing I'm going to ask my father." So she told Nabi Kareem, "I'm going to ask my father of the Siddiq." Say, "Yes, go and ask." When he went and when she went to ask Abu Siddiq radiallahu anhu, she said, "Oh father, rahmat josh is on at the moment very, very strong. Ask what must you ask for? Ask about," and that's the weaker even asking. Not we. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking, "What else you want more than that?" So he told him to ask. So he said to Aisha radiallahu anha, "Oh Aisha, ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you were with Allah Ta'ala in Miraj, what you spoke with Allah Ta'ala?" Even that is one thing. Look where his mind went to. That's why they say when you're in Akhirat, you ask him everything. He said, when you're with Allah Ta'ala alone, what is on the phone? There was one thing what he had spoken. So when she went and told Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, "Oh, what a friend I got." Today what we'll do? We'll ask the house to have that one with money. We go after the house that one with money. Go ask Mendel Dasi, "Hey, how do you make money?" Dunya is in front of us. Dunya is not. There Akhirat is there. What did you speak about? So, "Me yaane bhi kya socha?" The people say, "Me yaane kya socha?" What is that? What? He said, Allah said, if two broken hearts together, you find two people are broken hearted, and you mend them together, then a day of Qiyamah, baghair hisab, I forgive them. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu began to cry. But Aisha radiallahu anhu, "Why are you crying?" "But because it's a very good thing." He said, "Oh Aisha, you only look at that way, I'm looking at the reverse side. I'm looking at, look at them. I'm looking at the verse. Correct. I'm just, if you broke off from someone's heart, then where you go to? Jahannam. You go to? So do not hurt anyone's heart. Do not hurt them. There is a wife's heart. It's very easy to scold a wife, right? Because she's the only one who can stay there. Where can I go? I can't go anywhere. You tell me all the words, I just listen. And some husband would say, where you can go to? I can tell you whatever you want. Go tell your father, go tell this, go tell that. Breaking the heart. Abu Siddiq, what a point he came out. He said, "Oh Aisha, if that is what he says, take the reverse side of it and see, if you broke someone's heart, then your abode is Jahannam. Allah Mariyah." This is what it is. But for the right thing, not for the wrong thing. But the heart must be clean all the time. The heart must be clean all the time. Whatever I have said now, Allah Ta'ala will give us tawfiq of making amal on it. Making amal is most important. To make amal. To follow what I have said. And make dua. That's why I said, as you say, it's difficult everything, but dua is not difficult. I'm saying that. What if cause you look up your hand and cry from Allah? Dua is not difficult. Whatever is happening in this world against you, think is coming from Allah Ta'ala. I'm giving you the remedy, whatever is happening. If a person scolds you, think is coming from Allah Ta'ala.
If the student do any harm to you, to take help from Allah Ta'ala, you will not be your enemy. How to do something would prevent you from becoming enemies? Anyone tell you something, you can't Allah. You are linked with Allah Ta'ala. Then you come to realize that you will have no such a jealousy for anyone. You will have malice for someone. You will have anger with anyone too. Because everything is happening from there. And the moment you forget, you say, La hawla wala quwwata, and think about it. You got on contract now. It's in signed everything. Next day, this is cancelled. What do you say? Allah Ta'ala. The girl and boy accepted. Everything, ring came ready too. Everything came ready too. Next, after 6 months, broken. Allah. Or next day they break it to Allah, smile. He knows what is best for us. And everything coming from Allah. This is what the condition was coming to us. I opened the shop, I worked very hard. Very, very hard. Halal, everything. It didn't work out to that. But I will not do the wrong thing. That because my shop is not running, one friend come to me and take the money from the bank. And don't do this, do that, do that. When I got some bad goods now, kind of a different A, but on some A route or B route. Take that thing and make it money, don't worry. Nothing! Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, when he bought some goods from there, and the goods came there, and he forgot to tell his worker that this goods are defected, he must show. He did not show the defect, he made sure that he may suck off all the money. That is what you call, that you got in your heart, who? Allah. Your namaz become everything else, because our namaz, our masjid is now bazaars. Our masjid are bazaars. The sahabas, the bazaars are masjids. The sahabas, bazaars are masjids. Our masjids are bazaars. So what do you expect Allah Ta'ala to do? Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, oh Allahu Akbar, oh Allah is so kind, so merciful. Reminding us all the time. And he sent people to remind us too. But if you're not listening, what can happen? That is, if Allah does not want to punish us at all. I promise you, Allah does not punish us. There was a Thani Ram, he said, Qasam karte tau. Become like the people of before our saints. You find the world will run behind you. The world will run behind you. Now you chasing the world. And when the world runs behind you, then you must know what your nurun ala nur. You got two things in this world. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala is kala malka li tawfiq nasib. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa la aqibatu lil muttaqin. Wa salatu wa salamu sayyidina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa atina min khizri dunya wa adhabi al-akhirah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمرنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة بحرمة القرآن محمد النبي عليه الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.